Combatants for Peace is an organization made up of former Israeli soldiers and former Palestinian fighters who have concluded that violence will not lead to a just and peaceful settlement in the Middle East. They condemn Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands and support a two-state solution based in part on Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank. Combatants for Peace members often travel to speak in the U.S., always in pairs. On July 15th, Israeli Erez Crispin and Palestinian Noor Shahada joined more than 200 local residents in New Haven, Connecticut's third annual iWage Peace Walk, organized by local billboard company owner, peace activist and filmmaker Bruce Barrett. The walk calls on all people of goodwill, especially Christians, Jews, and Muslims, to work for peace in Israel-Palestine. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with Crispin and Shahada after the peace walk. She began by asking their opinions on the recent report by an Israeli government-appointed panel known as the Levy Committee that stated, contrary to international law, settlements in the West Bank are legal, affirming Israel's long-held position. The report also concluded that most unauthorized outposts, up to now considered illegal by the Israeli government, should also be officially recognized. Israeli Erez Crispin responded first.
It's the Levy Committee, which was appointed by the government, the Israeli government, and decided what the government of Israel, the current right-wing government of Israel, wanted to hear and decide. But this is a political committee. It wasn't a judicial committee. The settlements are illegal. Any settlement is illegal according to the international law. It is the number one obstacle for peace and for settlement with the Palestinians. They are located, the settlements are located in a way that you cannot create a Palestinian state, a contiguous Palestinian state. And that's our message, that the United States finally has to object the industry of settlement and be active, implicitly and actively, against this problem for peace.
Noor, as a Palestinian, what do you think of this development?
This land, all the people in the world agree in 1967, is Palestinian land. How we can take a decision to illegal building in this land? It's not Israeli land. How we can take decision for not your land? This is a problem. I think this is put a lot of big stones in the way of the peace. It's make a triple of the peace. I am not agree this decision. I hope the Israeli government we can take a decision to serve peace, to do peace, to make peace, not make a decision to be war, to be new intifada.
Do you think that decision could lead to another